Hello and welcome to Maximum Potential, your health and wellness podcast hosted right here at Florida A&M University. My name is Ryan Bacon and I'm your host for today. Before I start on today's topic, I want to thank the listener for tuning in. Whether you're a college student, a resident of Tallahassee, or someone listening from afar on one of our many media outlets, I want you to know that my job is to provide you with the basic knowledge you need to optimize both your mental health and your physical health so it can be the best that it can be. We all aim to reach our maximum potential in life, and hopefully this podcast can help support you in that goal. Today's topic is focus. As a student myself, I know how important the ability to focus is to all of us here at Florida A&M University, but that doesn't just mean that the concept of focus is only applicable to students here. This knowledge of focus is applicable to anyone who is living and breathing and wants to accomplish something. So with that being said, let's get started. As many of you know, focus is our ability to concentrate on a given task throughout the day. From my perspective, focus is really the heart of our daily productivity. It shapes two main things: how much we're able to get done, and more importantly, how well we get it done. But even with that basic understanding, many of us still aren't fully aware of how broad the word focus really is, or how we can move from simply forcing ourselves to focus to actually focusing mindfully. Today, I'm going to explore four main questions. Number one, what does it look like to focus mindfully? Number two, what does science tell us about how focus works in the brain? Number three, in what different ways does the brain focus on tasks? And finally, number four, what daily routines can we build to help improve our brain's ability to focus over time? Firstly, I want to give you a very straightforward definition of focus that many of us already know. If you Google the word focus, you'll probably see a definition like this: to direct one's attention or efforts toward a specific task, object, or goal while ignoring distractions. Of course, you probably already know that. That's why I want to provide you with another definition that, in my opinion, is much broader. It's one that you can interpret in your own way, and it's much less intimidating than the one I just shared. This second definition is from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Merriam-Webster defines focus as a state or condition permitting clear perception or understanding. Let me read that again. Focus is a state or condition permitting clear perception or understanding. Let that definition soak in for a second. A state of clear perception and understanding of a task, a goal, or maybe something that a person is saying. This is what I believe focus should really mean for us: actively understanding what we are doing while completing a task rather than just completing it. You can think of it like this: there's rest focus, just trying to get something off your plate, and there's mindful focus, actually understanding what you're doing as you do it. Mindful focus is what most of us should strive for when completing a task, putting emphasis on doing something with a high quality result in mind instead of just doing it in a way that just only gets the job done. To paint a clear picture of what I'm getting at, I'm going to give you an example demonstrating how a lot of us focus on certain tasks with a goal of just getting them done instead of focusing mindfully. To note, this can kind of be the fine line between success at certain things and failure. So for my example, imagine you're in a library or in your dorm room and you're working on math homework. You're completely focused. You've got your concentration music playing in your headphones or your speakers. You've got your beverage next to you, whether it's coffee, tea, or water. And quite frankly, you're in that mode. You're in the zone, answering equations left and right and getting through your work. Sooner or later, you decide you want to speed up because you've got a movie or a show you've been watching that you want to get back to. I know we all are guilty of it. But because of this, you bust out your handheld calculator, even though you know you don't really need it. And now you're doing your homework at what feels like the speed of light. You're probably thinking there's nothing necessarily bad going on here. You're just using your calculator to solve the math quicker. Then you get to the unit quiz and no calculators are allowed. You knew this would be the outcome, but you prioritized convenience over practicality. You were focused, but at a certain point, your focus shifted to the wrong thing. It shifted to time instead of quality, and the result may cost you the A or B grade that you wanted, maybe even by one simple point. That's frustrating, isn't it? Now, if you were focusing mindfully, you might have said to yourself, okay, I've been doing this homework for a long time. I want to pull out my calculator and finish this quickly, but I also know I have a unit test tomorrow that won't allow calculators. So, what do? Instead of rushing through the rest of the assignment, you decide to take a 30-minute break and just watch only a portion of that movie or that show that you were thinking about. Now that your mind is refreshed, you come back and finish your homework the right way rather than just the easy way. This is a perfect example of the way that we can all focus properly, being mindful of how we feel and the options that we have when we're doing our work, because there are always options. I shared that example just to give you a general understanding of how focus can be thought of in a different frame of mind. In that homework situation, the goal was finishing the assignment, but the process was working through each problem step by step and actually understanding it without the calculator. Goals are important because they motivate your mind to focus, but it's really the process where focus does its actual work. Now I want to dive into the fun part, a little bit of the biology behind focus. I'm going to keep this brief because I don't want to overwhelm you with a lot of scientific jargon. But for those who are interested in the basic neurological aspects of focus, here it is. Focus is a brain function that heavily involves the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex is the front part of the brain and it's responsible for a lot of our executive functions. Things like planning, decision-making, impulse control, and working memory. And if you don't know what working memory is, the National Institute of Health describes it as the ability to hold a small amount of information in a readily accessible form that your brain can use when it needs to. So yeah, the prefrontal cortex is involved in many, many functions other than just focus. On top of that, there are certain neurotransmitters, or in other words, just basic brain chemicals, that help regulate focus. These are chemicals like dopamine, acetylcholine, and norepinephrine. If you're curious, you can always pause the episode and look up how each of these affects the way you think and feel. I personally have taken both high school and college level biology classes, as well as anatomy and psychology class, all taught by brilliant teachers and professors. So I genuinely enjoy digging into the science behind concepts like this. That's why I included them in this episode. But at the same time, I'm not an actual scientist myself, so I'm not going to go too deep into all the biology and neurology behind focus. My goal is just to give you enough of a foundation so you understand that when we talk about focus, we're talking about real systems in your brain that help control it, not just straight willpower. And if you want to go deeper into the psychology of focus, I've got an episode where I interview an actual psychologist on this topic. The episode is called The Truth About Focus and How to Build It. So definitely check that episode out. It's with therapist and psychologist Professor Jaden Knox. Great professor, great teacher, and you'll learn a lot from watching that video. So definitely check it out. Now, I want to talk about the different ways our brain tends to focus on tasks. Believe it or not, your brain does not stay in a constant state of focus all day. It moves through cycles of arousal, peak focus, stress, and recovery. These cycles are often called ultradian cycles. I know, fancy, right? They work like this. At the beginning of each cycle, your brain slowly ramps up to get ready for the task at hand. This is the arousal phase. Think of it like you're revving up a car's engine because you know you're about to start driving. After the arousal phase comes peak focus. That's when concentration is sharpest and workflow feels smooth. As that peak focus phase slowly ends, your stress levels and mental fatigue start to rise and your brain starts to demand a decompression period. A short break completes the cycle and restores the ability to focus again. Of course, the concept of ultradian cycles is not that linear. Cycles can vary from person to person and even by situational circumstances. Some people can focus deeply for 3 hours before they need a break, while others might only be able to focus for an hour. If you're cramming for a test you have to take the next day, you might push yourself to study for 5 hours straight and only take breaks to use the bathroom or grab some food. The way these cycles show up can be different. But one of the best ways to optimize your focus is to make sure you're actually taking enough time on your breaks so that you can come back fresh and recharged. That also means using your break mindfully. Some good things to do on your breaks are going outside, taking in some fresh air, and going for a walk, grabbing a meal with friends, reading a book, or watching an informative documentary. I say documentary because if you watch something too entertaining, like a movie you really love or a show you're really invested in, it can actually inhibit your willingness to get back to the task at hand. I know it definitely does for me. All in all, trying to force more information into your brain while you're already mentally tired is like trying to sprint a marathon when your brain is only prepared for a 5K. Breaks are important, so make sure you don't overlook them. Another way you can optimize your focus is by knowing your attention span. Everyone who is living and breathing has an attention that's limited. It's because your brain only prioritizes small subsets of information about your environment and uses that to understand the whole environment. This goes the same for tasks. A perfect analogy is a puzzle. When trying to solve a puzzle, the solution isn't staring at the finished picture on the box and then staring back at the pieces and wondering how to get the finished result. No, that's too overwhelming for the brain. What we do to solve a puzzle is to focus on one small section, one cluster of pieces, and work from there. As the sections connect, the full picture slowly becomes clearer. This is an ability that we learn from an early age. The ability to concentrate our focus on solving a piece of the whole before solving the whole. That's what your brain does with attention. It zooms in, makes sense of the little things, and builds outward. It's a great way to solve tasks that would be otherwise complicated to confront head on. And it's an approach that many good leaders use when trying to solve big problems, especially problems that involve a team or a group of people. Now that we've covered a lot about focus, I want to take a moment to bring all this together in a clear way. Because yes, focus is a big, big topic. But when you zoom out, the message is actually very straightforward. Focus isn't about just concentrating harder. It's about understanding how your mind actually concentrates. So let me break down what all we've talked about today. First, we talked about the difference between average focus and mindful focus. We talked about how the average person focuses only to get their task done, while the mindful person is actually approaching their task with clarity and understanding of themselves and the task at hand for best results. Then we looked at the biology behind focus. Your prefrontal cortex and your inhibitory and excitatory hormones like dopamine, acetylcholine, and norepinephrine. You don't have to memorize all or any of the science, but it helps to remember this. Yes, willpower is strong enough to push through any task, but willpower backed by scientific knowledge, that's much more powerful. Then we touched on the topic of Oortredian cycles. Your brain naturally moves through phases of rising energy, peak attention, and decline. So instead of forcing hours of nonstop studying or working, the smart thing to do, the effective thing to do, is to ride those natural waves of the mind. Focus hard, rest intentionally, then come back fresh and ready to work again. And finally, we got to talk about attention itself, how your brain picks up small pieces of information and uses it to understand a bigger picture. Every small detail matters. If you're studying with the bed right next to your office, that matters. If you're studying in a room with sunlight shining into it versus one without, that matters. If you're working at a desk with your phone in sight, well, you get the gist. Your brain picks up on little things, even if you don't think it really does. All these things in your environment can either help or hurt your attention span. In short, work in an environment that you know you won't get distracted in, but also an environment that you like to be in. So when we put this all together, it all comes down to two main things. Those two things are understanding yourself and treating attention like a skill with no limits rather than a skill that you cannot master at all. All in all, we're not perfect people. Sometimes we get off focus, maybe a lot of the time. But what matters is that you're trying to be better and you're trying to reach your maximum potential. So keep going. Thank you for listening to WANM 90.5, The Flavor Station, and have a great rest of your day, week, month, year. Peace out.